Hello and welcome to the Hayvaccine radio station. I'm Fury.
And I'm Clary.
And we will talk a bit about the channel Amialit on IRC, on Telnet boards, which are online right now, and so on.
Okay, can you tell us now the story about this channel?
Yeah, at first everybody who had a bit to do with the scene was in channel Amiga scene on IRCnet. And one day, I think it was MFM who and some friends of his who decided that they wanted to separate a bit from the demo scene people. There were a lot of demo scene people in Amiga scene, which are still there right now. And the Ware scene people, they just wanted to separate a bit and talk about more about the Ware scene, the modem scene and boards and so on. So they tried to, or they decided to create an own channel, which was called Channel Amialit on IRCnet at first. And some years later, it was moved on FNet, where it is still right now.
So you can find two channel actually.
Yeah, right now, usually if you are more connected on at the demo scene, then you go to Channel Amiga scene on IRCnet, and for the BBS and Ware scene, you go to on Amiga, of course, you go to Channel Amialit on FNet.
Okay, and how was it at the beginning? I mean, how was it in '95 to be in Amialit? What was the difference with nowadays?
The main difference was probably that there was a lot less BBS ads, because it was just starting with BBS on Telnet, so you didn't really see any ads back then. There was maybe a bit more talk, a bit more. It was probably more active, because nowadays you see a lot of idlers and there's not that much talk.
Yeah, and you were having some games, you told me.
yeah, that was at a certain time. There was Dalamar from Sweden, Sysop. He prepared some scene quiz. That was really, really funny. And he just posed questions in the channel. And the one who answered first, he got some points. And it was really, really funny because it was scene related. I mean, he didn't just ask geography questions, but it was scene related. So it was really fun.
Yeah, I bet so. And you were playing with the people of your group. It was by team or just?
No, it was everybody on their own, but it was really fun. Okay, maybe we should talk a bit about the boards that are online nowadays on Telnet, usually, that are advertising on Channel Amialit. I think you did a little research about all the boards. Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, I did these last 2 weeks. I did a little research about all the BBS left on Amialit, and I found 15 of them. But I couldn't contact them all because some CISOP are never here. So I couldn't contact the Vinyl, Xavier BBS, Zinco and Northern Palace, Marauder with Crazy Demolition Squad. And now I was really lucky because I was just talking a bit in the channel and then I found on Digiman. So I was lucky I could have some word from Digiman.
Okay, maybe we should just start. I don't know how, if you want to do a in a certain order or something.
Okay, just I wanted to ask you, who do you think is the oldest BBS without a change of CISOP?
Oh, that's a hard question. Before I would have said The Edge with Planet Master as CISOP. He was online like, I don't know, he started on a C 128 in 1984 or something, I don't remember, but I think he's not online anymore. I haven't seen him for ages. So of the BBS still online, it's very hard to say. Maybe some German BBS, I don't know all of them.
Okay, so it's without a change of CISOP, it's Ecstasy and Celtic Frost with Celtic Frost BBS. He's connected for the moment with ESDN, and he's the oldest. He's from the 24 December 90, and
that's quite nice. It's 11 years online. That's not bad.
Yeah, he has a little sentence on his BBS that you can read. It's learn to make low for us. So I don't really understand it, but it's It's nice. Okay. And after that, you have many BBS with change of CISOP that are online that exist since the 90s, but that have changed, like Digiman BBS.
That must have had a lot of CISOP changes, no?
Yeah, he had. He got it from Piro in 96, but himself got it from Yaba in 93, and he got it from Humanoid in 92 or something. And it has, like, I think it's the one with the most change. I never saw that before. And his BBS is running on an Amiga 4000 060. It's called Acid Slam, and he got two USR, two Supra modems, two USDN cards, and two HSC that are not connected anymore.
Wow, not bad equipment. It's almost like me. I had a lot of modems too before, and now I think I only have connected one node on modem and two ISDN nodes, because usually nobody calls direct anymore.
Yeah, it's about that. The one who has most people is the fastest one, I think. You told me also.
You mean before? Like in the old time, it sure was like that, because if you had a lot of modems, then a lot of people could connect at the same time, and you were usually faster. But nowadays, it actually depends on what bandwidth your net connection has. As people are connecting via Telnet, they just have more throughput if you have a faster line. So if you are online with a modem, then probably the BBS is a bit less fast than if you are on a 10 megabit line. Did you find that out in your research?
Yeah, I found that minor threat with TNT is really fast.
And I think he has 10 megabit now.
Yeah, he has 10 megabyte. He has 15 over 100 meg online, and
meg.
Giga, sorry.
The numbers. Okay.
Yeah, it's about the fastest BBS still online.
Are there people with online with modems?
Yeah, there are a lot that are still online with modem. You can find Islander with Paradise Dream is online with modems. Also Axel, but Axel, he don't have much luck, because his line cut every 2 hours, so there it's pretty difficult to upload. Axel BBS is called Electric Warrior. It's the youngest in Amiga scene, the youngest BBS. He is only 2 years old, but he took it from Rough Stone, that was a really old BBS. He's located in Hungry Hill. He has Hungry Hill as a location. And he wants to thank all the people that have helped him to keep this BBS for having so nice with him.
That's fine. Mainly Nexus, maybe. He's doing a lot of work there nowadays, I think. Okay, what other BBS did you find?
There are also some BBS with ISDN, like Firelord. Its location is the end of the world. Toontown is also really old. It's from 91, and it was running under Tempest until 2000, and then it changed to Fame. Below Toontown is running on a 4060 with a 13 gig hard drive and 20 meg fast memory. He's really friendly. You can, if you need some help or if you want to connect, you can always find him, and he will help you for sure.
Nice. You talked about the different BBS systems, like Tempest or Fame and Ami Express. I'm running my BBS still on Ami Express. I like it. But it has some drawbacks, like the 4 gigabyte limit is a bit a pain. What did you find? Are there still a lot of Ami Express boards online, or what do people use usually?
People use different system. Iron Fist, like for example, is on Sigma Express, and I guess I haven't found any other on Sigma Express, so it's really special. His BBL is called Undertown, and it's one of the oldest in Sweden, he told me. It's from 96, I don't know. And it's still in there, and he was really nice with me. He was really friendly. I had a little file of welcome when I entered the BBS, so I really have appreciated it. It was really nice.
How sweet. Okay. do you have some more? I mean, you said there are 15 BBS online. I don't know if you have talked about all of them yet. Tell me more.
I also found some a bit less old BBS, like Z Boy is 7 years old. Not Z Boy, but the BBS. And it's called Terror Temple, also on a 4024 gig. And he has some nice ASCII at the end. Sometimes it's some ladies, but it can happen that you fall on some really nice ASCII at the end, and I've really liked it.
Okay, I don't really know what to say about it. Naked ladies at the end sounds nice.
I haven't said naked.
Okay.
Also, you have you can find an Exxon. Oh, Exxon is also really old. Pretty old. It's from 95. No, I mean, oh, I'm sorry. The BBS is from 95. It's called Nosendos. And he has a little sentence. He says, "Some legend never die." He took it from Gandhi in 92. That had it 92, 94. And it's a 90 gigs BBS, so it's pretty much system for an Amiga. I guess an Amiga. I don't know really if he's running an Amiga.
Yeah, it's an Amiga, of course. We are mainly talking about Amiga boards. I mean, they all run on Amiga, I think, here. I'm not even sure if there are still boards online with that run not on Amiga, like Linux Daydream. I don't know if there is. There was a famous board called Dragonlance in Sweden. From Delamar was the setup. It was closed some years ago. That was running on Linux Daydream.
Yes, there is still one. Zaner with the Yard is also on Linux Daydream since 96. He's on Linux Daydream. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should lose some. Oh, you have some. You have one more.
I have one more. The special. The Gunda. BBS is called the Specialist. He has it still 93. He's located in cyberspace.
Oh, you paid special attention about the locations, I guess. What locations did you find? Some funny ones?
Yeah, your location is pretty funny because your BBS is located in your sick mind. So
yeah. Well, it's just an imagination.
I have paid attention to those little things because that make them a bit all special. Otherwise, you at the first sight, you just think that that's all the same, just the name is different.
They also have the same files online. Like on Amiga, there's not that much coming out, so probably there is just all boards have the same files.
Yeah, there is even less than one file per day, so of course it's not difficult to trade it.
Okay, maybe we should lose some words about the whole Telnet BBS scene in general. I mean, before the whole Telnet stuff came up. There were a lot of traders who could call for free, and so that was some kind of natural selection. Only quite special people could call for free, and so they could really join the scene, unless it was local, of course. But and nowadays it's much more open. You just everybody can join IRC and go to Channel Amulet and Telnet to the boards. So there isn't this selection is not there anymore, and it's a bit a pity because that's what was all the scene was all about. It was for special people who had really the knowledge and wanted to be in that scene. And nowadays it's a bit too easy sometimes to join that, so it's not special anymore. That's what I miss a bit from the past.
Yeah, okay, I know what you mean, but still there is still a selection because some BBS don't let enter if you have no knowledge at all from the scene. Digiman, that's the way Digiman select his people, his users on the BBS. He don't let enter if you have if you know nothing about the scene, if you know nothing about nothing, then he don't let you enter. Punda also, that's the way also Gudla select. He is different. He select only people he knows. If he don't know you or if he didn't have any a nice chat with you, then he will not let you enter. So it's a kind of different selection, but it's a
yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. I'm doing quite the same. I just don't advertise at all. So if you don't know that I'm having a BBS, then you will never enter. But it's, you're right. It's some kind of selection, and I guess for the Germans in general, it's a bit special because there were a lot of busts in the past, so they have to be a bit careful, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't want I talk about their BBS because I guess it's because they were scared about bust and so on. They are still scared, and some people don't let German enter in BBS so easy because they are still scared about bust.
Yeah, but I guess about Amiga there is not much bust anymore. Nobody actually cares about that anymore. But of course, on other systems, you still see bust. Okay, is there anything else you want to broadcast to the world?
No, nothing special, nothing else, I think. I think we said about everything nowadays, no?
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, so I hope you will enjoy the rest of the show with DevBase, and see you another time.
See you another time, and I want to thank everybody that has helped me to realize this broadcast. Thanks a lot.
Bye.